From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump announced his administration is imposing new sanctions against North Korea. He spoke to a friendly audience at the Conservative Political Action Conference outside Washington.
I do want to say, because people have asked, North Korea, we imposed today the heaviest sanctions ever imposed on a country before.
Details of the sanctions came from his Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, who briefed reporters at the White House.
Our actions target shipping and trade companies, vessels, and individuals across the world who we know are working with North Korea's behalf. Specifically, we are sanctioning 27 entities, 28 vessels, and one individual, all involved in sanctions evasion schemes.
The announcement comes as the president's daughter, Ivanka, is in South Korea attending the close of the Winter Olympic Games. At a dinner with the U.S. delegation in Seoul, South Korean President Moon Jae-in praised North Korea's participation in the Olympic Games as, quote, an opportunity for us to engage in active discussions between the two Koreas. But U.S. officials have said there will not be any meetings between the U.S. and North Korean delegations at the Games. Also at the CPAC event, Trump spoke about the ongoing debate on gun control after the February 14th killings at a high school in Parkland, Florida. He has supported a proposal to arm some teachers with guns, and he says there is a need for better background checks so people who are mentally ill cannot get guns. This is VOA News.